Then it was up onto a new mule, and out again into the starlight. The second part of the ascent seemed even more treacherous to Catelyn. The trail was steeper, the steps more worn, and here and there littered with pebbles and broken stone. Maya had to dismount a half-dozen times to move fallen rocks from their path. "You don't want your mule to break a leg up here," she said. Catelyn was forced to agree. She could feel the altitude more now. The trees were sparser up here, and the wind blew more vigorously, sharp gusts that tugged at her clothing and pushed her hair into her eyes. From time to time the steps doubled back on themselves, and she could see stone below them, and the gates of the moon farther down, its torches no brighter than candles. Snow was smaller than stone, a single fortified tower and a timber keep and stable hidden behind a low wall of unmortared rock. Yet it nestled against the giant's lance in such a way as to command the entire stone stair above the lower way castle. An enemy intent on the eyrie would have to fight his way from stone, step by step, while rocks and arrows rained down from snow above. The commander, an anxious young knight with a pockmarked face, offered bread and cheese and the chance to warm themselves before his fire. But Maya declined. "We ought to keep going, my lady," she said, "if it please you." Catelyn nodded.